Up next, Katie Bosler joins us. She's a volunteer on our sister station, KRNN, and is hosting a show tomorrow night as a tribute to the late, great Buddy Tabor, a Juno singer-songwriter. Here's one of his tunes, Have You Ever Been Lonely? And Buddy, we have been lonesome for you.
I've been praying for sunshine, but here comes the rain.
Well, what a voice, what a warm voice. Boy, it just kind of makes me wish that I knew him. You know, what an amazing man. This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, and I want to thank everyone for joining us. We are going to have a very special moment this afternoon remembering Buddy Tabor. Now, he wrote a lot of songs about love, life, and Alaska. And this week, KRNN volunteers and music lovers have been taking time out to remember Buddy Tabor on the 10th anniversary of his death. And tomorrow night, Katie Bosler is going to feature a two-hour special and play some of the conversation that she had with Buddy Tabor just before he died. And Katie, I want to thank you for being here with us today. This two-hour special is a pretty amazing thing that you've compiled all this music and conversations with him. What is it that you love about Buddy Tabor so much?
Well, I think, Rhonda, his music just really speaks to a lot of people on a lot of levels. You know, whether it's you're lonely or you love Alaska or you have some very strong feelings about what should be happening with our country politically. Or ethically. So, you know, Buddy first caught my ear back in 1996.
Wow.
Yeah, at the time I was a reporter here at the time, just of course KTOO. It's still KTOO for news, right? And I was interested in featuring local musicians. And so I had done interviews with someone named Jimmy Waters and Jane Rudenberg, who had put out CDs. And Jimmy Waters, who was a great singer-songwriter in his own right, said, you know, you got to talk to Buddy Tabor. And around that time, 1996, Buddy released his first CD. That was the first of nine that he put out until not long before he passed on in 2012. Now, he had put out a cassette that had Cannery Lights on it that you played earlier.
I love the songs about Alaska.
It's yeah.
Just, you know, and I have to play this one here. It just, to me, is so typical of Buddy Tabor's ability to tell Alaska's story. And, of course, we've got the Iditarod coming up, so this one is called Get Up, Dog.
Oh, yeah, and this is actually probably his best-known song was because it was the Iditarod theme song for many years.
Yes, and I think it made it onto national television,
mm-hmm.
too. So,
yep.
So let's take a quick listen.
Get up, dogs. You ain't tired. With the spirit of this race, we can set this trail on fire. You were born unto the race. Your dogs are just the same. You were made for the winner's circle. It runs inside your veins.
So, boy, that's got a lot of energy. But what I am just amazed, and of course, I'm just now discovering him and just wish I had known him and had a chance to hear him. But he was sort of like a staple at the folk festival for, what, 3 decades?
I think there's my mic. you know, Buddy actually came to Alaska in the late 60s, and I think he was one of the first people to play at the folk festival. So he was we came to Juneau in 1992, so I don't have some of that backstory on Buddy and the folk festival. All I know is he was a folk festival staple stalwart. Of course, every year.
And he died fairly young, I guess, which is, you know, relatively young in his late 60s.
Well, and actually, he died at 63.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought it was in his late
and
60s.
And the reason we're talking about this is, but you know, Buddy Tabor's the passing, the transitioning of Buddy to the great folk festival in the sky took place a decade ago, 10 years ago on February 5th. That'll be this Saturday is the anniversary.
Wow. And for people who loved his music, loved his songs, I know that this is going to be a wonderful thing that you have pulled together a program this Wednesday night. So what's your program in honor of Buddy Tabor going to feature?
Yeah, well, first I should just give some props to Martha Scott Stay. She put together a fantastic two-hour Mudlark sampler on Saturday from noon to 2. Martha not only was a great friend of Buddy's, but she also played music with him, was part of a core group of folks who would get together and play music at the House of Wickersham and in Jeannie Henry's kitchen downtown and at the Folk Festival, of course. And my program will be a little bit different. She, in her program, featured a lot of his tunes, his influences, people who had covered his music and some of his life story. I knew Buddy more as a reporter and someone who was a fan and really loved his music. And so my program. I host Stormy Weather 9 to 11 on KRNN Wednesday nights. I alternate with Carolyn Miner, my alternate co-host. So I'll be doing the program tomorrow night. And what I'm doing, Rhonda, is I did at least three, if not four, interviews with Buddy about his music over the course of when I knew him, which was, as again, 1996 until he passed on in 2012. So the first one I don't have because it's on reel-to-reel tape under my stairs and on its way to the State Museum. I just got to rustle it up. But in 2004, Buddy put out a typical for him, his Edge of Despair album. He called it a children's album, tongue-in-cheek. And I did an interview with him and featured some of the songs on that album, including Have You Ever Been Lonely? I know one of the tunes that you have pulled. So I'll play that. It's like a 5-6 minute music feature, the kind of, you know, you hear on public radio. Also, and just I was have, of course, been listening to this a lot the last few days. December 16th, 2011. Buddy was, this is now a couple of months before he passed on. He came to the studio when I was hosting the Tideline program. That's the evening 5 to 7 program as a volunteer DJ on KRNN. And he co-hosted the program with me. And we did kind of an interview and shared some poetry over the course of an hour. I'll play part of that session, probably about half of it. And at the time, he had just come off his and returned from his what would be seventh trip to Folsom Prison down in California, where as most famous for Johnny Cash performing.
Right.
So the story here, and it's a pretty cool story, is that 2004 feature I did on Buddy and that album Edge of Despair was on Alaska Public Radio Network on, of course, Alaska News Nightly. And there was a volunteer DJ who's also an Alaska fan, Sherry Snook, down at a public station in Grass Valley, California, near Folsom Prison. She heard that story. She invited Buddy to come work with prisoners in their Arts in the Prison program. And Buddy made a pilgrimage to Folsom Prison between 2005 and 2012 every year. And he would perform for the prisoners. It was a very intimate kind of setting, classroom setting, and they would share their poetry and their music with him. And it was quite an extraordinary thing. We had a cut that we were unable to play, unfortunately, because of technical difficulties. But in that cut, and you'll hear it tomorrow night if you tune into the program, he says, you know what? I got a lot more from them than them than I gave, you know. So the exchange, you know, was it was I think a really heartwarming thing for him, because, well, these were people who, some of them were, a lot of them were life in prison. And when he talked, we talked a lot about that at this on this program that you're going to hear tomorrow night, that last show with me on Tideline, where he was unable to see some of his friends because,
well,
they were in lockdown.
This particular interview that you're going to be airing is one that was very close to the time of his death, right?
Yes, yes. So, yes, exactly.
And you knew that.
Yes, yes. So it's there's a lot of love and a lot of emotion there. And also the prisoners had shared some goodbyes and some poetry that kind of tributes to Buddy that I read. He didn't feel up to performing or reading some of the poetry of the prisoners on the air, so I did it.
Wow. And in that last trip, though, he didn't perform, right? He wasn't well enough to do that?
No, but he was able to say goodbye to some people. But he was, I'm kind of heartbroken that he wasn't unable to say goodbye to some of the people he was closest to, because when they have an issue there and go into lockdown, even if you did start it, you're in lockdown.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
you get an insight into how big this man's heart is.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also really, one of his biggest influences, in addition to Bob Dylan, Townes Van Zandt, Reverend Gary Davis, was Johnny Cash. And we did talk about, you know, hey, you and Johnny Cash both went to Folsom Prison. Well, of course, he's, you know, but he said, well, yeah, well, Johnny Cash made a gazillion dollars and I didn't. But he recognized that he was paid in the gratitude of the people that he connected with, the artists and the poets and the musicians who were behind bars for life.
And I think that is something that says a lot about Buddy Tabor, what mm-hmm. his values are. And, of course, like you said, some of his songs are political. Some of them are just, you know, your basic country western sob story song, mm-hmm. Lost Love.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and Hank Williams was a big influence of his. And he actually has one of his songs is a cover. Another one is, you know, with apologies to Hank Williams.
And some of them are just funny.
Yes. Oh, very. He was very self-deprecating.
Kind of in a John Prine mode.
Well, John Prine was another influence. And as a matter of fact, you'll hear a little bit of John Prine tomorrow night, because in addition to the poetry from the prisoners and the songs that they shared, Buddy brought in a box set of archival gospel tunes that he'd been listening to. Not surprisingly, maybe, because he was, a couple months away from passing on. And we played some of that as well. Tunes from the 30s.
What's it like to do an interview with somebody you really love and admire and know that it could very well be the last time you get to talk to them?
Well, you know, with Buddy, it wasn't so bad, because he also was very clear that he had a pretty morbid sense of humor. And from the get-go, you know, he was, even before he was diagnosed with lung cancer, it was kind of like, you know, I'm going to die soon, so I better get this done. And as Martha pointed out on the show on Saturday,
Martha Stay,
he did start smoking when he was 12 years old.
And maybe that's why he kind of has that sort of raspy, smoky voice,
sure.
I guess. He paid a price for that. But one of the things that I have heard said is that he is somebody that really could have been a national performer. I mean, some of his stuff did have glimmers of exposure on the national scene, but he was right up there with the John Prines and others in his ability to write a song and have moments with those songs.
Yeah, and I think that was one of his regrets, that he didn't, in quotes, make it. But he also, you know, he was particular. He would not perform in bars. And, you know, sometimes...
Why? What was his reason?
Because people weren't listening. And, you know, that's maybe comes with the territory, because, you know, there is a singer-songwriter circuit where part of it is playing in bars.
I mean, most singers want to play in bars so they can get paid.
Yeah, where people are not listening to you, no matter how good you are or how amazing your poetic lyrics are. They're laughing and with their friends, and that kind of comes with the territory. But he wasn't interested in that.
So what did he do for his day job?
Well, his last day job was he was a painter, a house painter. He was the singing house painter from Douglas, Alaska. But he came to Alaska in, I think it was the late 60s, to work on the pipeline. He also worked for the state. He, I think, owned what was called the Orpheum Theater, co-owned at one point. He had a lot of different gigs. And as long as I knew him, he was a house painter, in addition to being a prolific singer-songwriter.
It's interesting because another singer-songwriter that comes to mind who just passed is Hobo Jim.
Mm, yes.
And he was another one who, you know, had a lot of direct experience working mm-hmm. in fisheries, being kind of a grassroots, blue-collar sort of guy,
yeah.
writing these amazing grassroots songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
His songs, Buddy's songs, just kind of preparing for this show and listening mm-hmm. to the different pieces, I mean, there is a wide range of stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
From these thoughtful ballads mm-hmm. to, you know, these silly songs that you mm-hmm. have, or mm-hmm. just truly deliciously Alaska songs.
Yeah.
So what is the common denominator in your mind after kind of knowing him so well and being so familiar with his music?
Well, kind of my, waving my finger in the air and seeing which way the wind is blowing. My motto is I play music as a volunteer DJ that moves me. And if it moves me, I hope it moves you, the listener. So I think that's the common denominator is those. And it's an it factor, I guess you'd say. Where some singer-songwriters, you hear their music and you go, eh. Other ones, you know, that lyric, whatever they're saying or however it musically comes across, is it something clicks in you, in your heart or your soul. Yeah, I get that. That makes sense.
So what do you think ultimately his legacy will be? Because I don't think he was really big into self-promotion. It doesn't really yeah. sound like that. And so mm-hmm. the people in Juneau who remember him, of course, we are all getting on in years, people like yourself and Martha Scott
Scott
Stay.
No.
But a younger generation is not going to get to hear him unless they're listening to KRNN and your show.
Yeah. And speaking of the younger generation, I mean, I know – my kids, they're far from kids anymore, but they first heard Buddy Tabor when they were 8 and 10 years old, and they loved him. They loved that music. So there's a lot of people who have come through and grown up in Juneau who grew up with Buddy Tabor. Now, for those of you who are listening who have never heard of this guy and wondering, what are you talking about, you can hear his music on Apple and on Amazon. Someone had the wherewithal to put together in a three-part anthology of his songs, which last I counted, there were about 70 songs.
There's so many, and they're all different.
Between three CDs, if you will, or albums on Amazon or Apple. And interestingly enough, Buddy never was on Spotify. And he'd probably be just fine with that.
You know, I somehow have a feeling that would be the case. So what do you think Buddy would want us to say about him? How do you think he would want us to remember him 10 years after his death?
Well, I think what strikes me, especially now that I am in the last third, at least, of my life, like a lot of us, a lot of you listening, is that he had the drive and to know that he had something to leave behind, and he left it behind in spades. And we can still listen to that music. We can still hear his voice. and what he had to say about the world. And the thing, too, is a lot of his music speaks very clearly to what is happening right now in this country, the division and the craziness. He saw it all coming, and he wrote and sang about it.
And there's a lot of compassion, too, in his songs, which I think that's maybe what draws me to what I've heard so far is that this is a big heart. This is a big soul.
Yes.
And
you
only come across somebody like this once in a while. What I wonder if this has ever been done in Juneau, and maybe it was done shortly after he passed, is has a younger generation of musicians like each picked a song and put together a concert? Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, and you know what? That's not a bad idea, and that might be something to put forth to the Alaska Folk Festival board. Not a bad idea. And also, I mean, I think that these songs, maybe it hasn't quite happened yet, but at some point, an artist of national stature is going to discover this writing and this music and cover it and put it out there. And it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Well, this one that I want to play going out here, Miles to Go, because I think it's kind of an appropriate way to send people off out of Juneau afternoon. But, I mean, it's got the classic tagline. Great hook line.
And that's, I think, from the CD Earth and the Sky.
All right, so wrapping things up, and to remind people what time to tune in to your special.
This will be Stormy Weather on KRNN tomorrow night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. I'll spend the better part of the first hour on Buddy Tabor. It might be the whole show. If any of you listening have a favorite Buddy Tabor tune, please post it on the Katie Bosler Facebook page if you're on Facebook, or you can find me somehow. And that's on KRNN.org from anywhere, 103.1 downtown in Douglas and 102.7 in the Valley and Ock Bay.
All right. So tune into that. And here we go. Buddy Tabor singing Miles to Go.
There's a line that's drawn through this life of beauty and fear. Sometimes it seems so far away, sometimes it seems so near. When the spirit and flesh are torn between the earth and sky, as we go through the days and the hours and the minutes of our lives, you may be weary, you may be feeling low. Your life might be out of line, but you still got miles to go, miles to go, miles to go. Between the earth and the sky and the moment